Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Despite rising tensions between Israel and Lebanon, believers see God remolding the Middle East for his purposes. Then a Bible translation forum in Kenya encouraged churches to take translation as their God-given calling. We'll explain what happened in just a few moments. We'll begin today in Lebanon, where last week the country claimed it completed the first phase of its plan to disarm all non-state groups in southern Lebanon, also known as Hezbollah. However, Israel has its doubts. Nuna with Triumphant Mercy Lebanon says that the December meeting of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and U.S. President Donald Trump was significant.
We know that these decisions that they made were actually to just finish the job.
Over the weekend, Israel conducted strikes on at least 7 more Hezbollah sites remaining in southern Lebanon. Nuna believes much more is coming.
It's not any more airstrikes only, but it's a land invasion that we're expecting.
For the people of Lebanon, this means more fear and uncertainty as they wait for Israel's next move. Nuna says the protests in Iran could also change things in Lebanon.
We don't know exactly what they're waiting for, but we're all watching. So for Triumphant Mercy, we're still doing the same, trying to serve people and encourage people and really bringing a sense of security that God is in control. Whatever is happening, God is seated on the throne.
God is reshaping the Middle East today. So pray for his purposes to be carried out fully.
That's what we're praying for. It's the new thing that God is birthing, that there will be no abortion of this new thing, that there will be no stealing of the destiny of a nation.
Elsewhere, concern for religious freedom is growing in Canada after the introduction of Bill C-9. The bill would amend the criminal code to address hate propaganda, hate-motivated offenses, and intimidation or obstruction of access to community places. It could also remove a key defense for believers if the amendment passes. Floyd Brabell with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
our concern, of course, is that when you remove the good faith religious belief defense, that is a protection of not only Christian, but other religious groups as well.
The worry is that faith-based teachings could be treated as hate under expanded criminal code provisions, which could limit religious speech. Yet Brabell cautions against assuming only bad intent.
We can't always assume that some of these proposals are done to attack the church.
For example, many Jewish groups support it as protection against anti-Semitic hate. So these religious limits deserve careful study. Key faith and legal voices can help explain what's proposed and why. Still, it's wise to speak up when there's real risk of unfair treatment.
The church has always been in conflict with culture when it comes to living out biblical truth and living out their faith.
Since the bill hasn't passed yet, Christians still have time to learn what it includes. Pray they act wisely. And finally, hope for unreached people groups follows on the heels of a Bible translation summit. Dane with Unfolding Word says that 85 people from 18 countries recently gathered in Kenya for the Global Church-Centric Bible Translation Forum.
It was just excellent. The Spirit of God was definitely present, and everybody was encouraged.
One pastor shared how God was answering 40 years of prayer for the Masalit. Sudanese Masalit trained by Unfolding Word used church-centric Bible translation to reach the Masalit in Chad.
This formerly unreached people group now has more than 150 who have come to Christ out of Islam in Chad.
Testimonies and training sessions filled the forum. Participants agree that one training on sustainability introduced a helpful paradigm shift. Instead of viewing Bible translation as a project,
sustainable church-centric Bible translation takes this on as a mission assignment from God. Bible translation becomes a foundational, fundamental part of any growing church network in any part of the world.
Sustainable, church-centric Bible translation requires capacity building, training, local ownership, and leadership. Pray that church networks will achieve these priorities. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.